Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A President Obama federal judge on Tuesday denied former President Trump's claim of executive privilege into the January 6th investigation and will release Trump-era White House documents. Engineer Kim Kwang-ho provided evidence that Hyundai and sister company Kia were hiding a design flaw that caused their engines to seize and catch fire. For the first time ever, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has awarded a whistleblower. Kim will get over $24 million in cash. The United States Space Force has detected a mysterious object orbiting in parallel with China's new Shijian-21 spacecraft. Space Force's 18th Space Squadron says it's an Apogee kick motor. An Apogee kick motor is typically used to lift payloads into operational orbits and should have been disposed of in the graveyard orbit. Graveyard orbits are where space junk resides after they've outlived their usefulness. This is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to ramp up its investigation.
More witnesses being hit with subpoenas from the House committee that's investigating the January Capitol attack. They include former advisors at aides who were working in the Trump White House that day. There are 10 on the latest list, and it includes former press secretary Kayleigh McEnany and advisor to then-President Trump, Stephen Miller. It comes as a federal judge has dealt a blow to the former president, allowing the National Archives to hand over hundreds of documents to that committee that the former president was hoping could stay shielded. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ahead of Veterans Day on Thursday, a sacred part of the tomb of the unknown soldier in Virginia is usually visited only by presidents and foreign dignitaries. This portion is now open to the public this week to honor the 100th anniversary of the memorial. Walk-ups will be allowed today at the Arlington Cemetery Memorial. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As wholesale prices have jumped 8.6% since this time last year, inflation continues to hurt Americans across the board. Republican Congressman from Texas, Pete Sessions, says the White House is responsible for you having less buying power in your wallet.
Well, the problem that we have is this is exactly what President Biden and his socialist Democrats want. They have repeatedly said what they want is what they're getting at the border, that they were very happy with what they did with Afghanistan, that the agreement that they have with the socialists in their party to make sure that the agenda as it relates to energy is fully comprehended and pushed actively. This is what you get when you interrupt yourself, when government becomes engaged in the free enterprise system. And it gets not only in the way of activity in people's jobs, what it does is it causes bottlenecks that are created all across the supply chain. They are responsible for this. They know exactly what they're doing. They're smarter than what we think they are. And this is their idea to capture the free enterprise system and replace it with government. So I give them credit. This is exactly what they want to do. That's why the president on January 21st shut down the Keystone Pipeline. This is part of his plan. He, Susan Rice, Kamala Harris, and the socialists in their party intend to destroy the goose that lays the golden egg. It's called the free enterprise system.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, great to have you with us. Kevin McGarry joins us now, the co-founder of Every Black Life Matters. Hey, Kevin, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Great. Good morning, Bill. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, tell us what's going on in this arena of DEI. You say principally it's a fraud. Explain to our audience because, you know, we're hearing a lot of different things, you know, CRT and all this. But this is a, kind of a, you know, is this kind of the same cloth and garment, the DEI principle?
Well, I mean, you know, what's interesting about diversity, equity, and inclusion is if you actually look at those words are actually, you know, words actually have meaning. Mm-hmm. And fundamentally what we've done, especially those of us who have a modicum of some kind of conservative value or thought process, mm-hmm. what we've allowed others to do, especially those who are quote-unquote progressive or leftist, we've allowed them to hijack the vernacular and logic and reason. And so they've taken diversity, equity, and inclusion to mean whatever they want it to mean. Mm-hmm. And what they want it to mean is completely the opposite of what the actual terms mean. In other words, what they've used diversity, equity, and inclusion to mean is their own purposeful ideology that actually excludes, by and large, whites, by and large, you know, others who would not necessarily fit the mold that they're trying to fit within the corporations that they think would need a certain kind of diversity. So what I'm trying to do is like, you know, just try to reset the clock and say, no. Diversity actually means something.
Yes.
Diversity means, you know, we're actually going to bring different forms, types, ideas, different types of people to the table. You know, equity actually means something. It doesn't mean that everybody has the same outcome at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Equity means that we're going to be free from different types of biases. It actually means that there is going to be fairness and justice in the way that people are going to be treated. And inclusion actually means something. Inclusion means that everybody's going to be included. It actually means that everybody's going to be accommodated. Everybody's going to have an opportunity to come to the table. Now, when you actually look at those three distinct definitions, that means that DEI officers should actually be working hard to make sure that everybody, especially those that supposedly the ones that they advocate for, which are, you know, the black and brown communities, but especially blacks, that they, you know, yell at the rooftops and say, blacks aren't getting an opportunity to be at the table, blah, blah, blah. It seems like they would be especially sensitive to the fact that polluted with diversity because blacks are not even given the opportunity to be born.
Yes, from the very beginning. Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's primarily because it's the progressive leftist playbook that aligns them with white supremacist racist that precludes blacks at conception. And what do I mean by that? Kevin, what are you talking about? Now, is this another conspiracy theory? No, it's not. Literally, it's actually fact. Margaret Sanger said years ago that, look, we don't want the word to get out, but we want to fundamentally, completely make sure that we exterminate the Negro population. And Margaret Sanger, of course, was the founder of what they used to call family planning clinics, now called Planned Parenthood. And today, they've done a masterful job at doing that. And so today, you have blacks being born at a far less rate than any other ethnicity. And so that has a big, huge disproportional rate at blacks being able to be at the table when it comes to diversity. Certainly we're not equitable, and certainly we're not being included. So if DEI officers were sincere, if they were actually sincere about what they do, the number one thing that they would do is they would not be tethered to Planned Parenthood in any way, shape, or form. The number one thing that they would do is they would be pounding their chests and beating the desk and sounding the alarm from the rooftops that, look, as a DEI officer, I completely renounce Planned Parenthood. This organization must make sure that it has no ties to this white supremacist organization, and that it has no ties, because this organization is the number one cause of precluding blacks, not allowing blacks to be born at the same rate so we can actually have a healthy DEI workforce. I hope I'm making sense, Bill.
Well, you are.
I mean, the way, here, but.
Yeah, no, I you're laying it out, and the way people should probably look at it is it's not so diverse, not so equitable, and not so inclusive. Although they give you the perception that just by title, they are diverse, equitable, and inclusive, but by practicality and by action, they're not at all. So just like pro-choice, that's language, that's word salad. To, you know, it sounds appetizing, it sounds good until you realize that pro-choice promotes abortion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, pro-choice for who? What about the child that's being exterminated? Did that child get a choice? They didn't get a choice.
Right.
Like you said, words matter, and this is why it's important to understand diversity, equity, and inclusion, and who's behind this, and how it's encroaching, you know, in our culture and in our institutions. And of course, with what the Biden administration wants to do with DEI is even worse yet, is empower them in such a way that there's no reasoning. It's just, it's the law that they lay down. It's totalitarian on face, isn't it?
Absolutely right. And so this is an ideological war that these DEI officers are going to be empowered to basically make up the boardrooms, make up the workforces. They are going to be exclusionary towards whites because, again, this feeds into CRT, of course. They're going to say, look, we have enough oppressive forces, of course, they're speaking of whites, in the workforce already. We're going to make sure that for the next 6, 9, 12, 14, 18 months, no more whites are being hired. We're going to make sure that no more whites are added to the board. We're going to make sure, and so we're going to have all of these, you know, disclaimers about whites and, you know, oppressors, and make sure that whites are excluded. While at the same time, and so this is sort of how they're going to enforce their ideological prowess in the workforce. While at the same time, they're going to fully embrace, all of the schemes and machinations of Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and abortuaries as they eviscerate blacks at the core.
Yes.
And they're saying nothing. They're going to be silent and fully complicit with the extermination of blacks.
Well,
and
it just seems like a walking dichotomy in and of itself, Kevin.
Isn't it? It's absurd. unbelievable.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
I mean, on one hand, you're going to usher them through the front door, and then you're going to have the back door open that you can throw them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unbelievable.
It makes no sense.
Exactly.
We need to hold them accountable and say something about this.
Okay, got to go to break. We got more from Kevin McGarry after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
We're talking with Kevin McGarry, co-founder of Every Black Life Matters. You're realizing DEI, which on its face, you know, sounds appealing until you really understand, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion. and understand what they're saying about it. And it's not like our government has been very honest, have they? I mean, they have been getting away, thank you very much, the mainstream media. Some refer to it as the lamestream media. And I'll tell you, they are misserving the American people and missing in action by not doing their jobs to hold these government entities accountable. Because what's being lined up here is a very, very powerful governmental entity that's going to be able to act on its own without due process, and the fines are going to be pouring out on these businesses. And what is this going to happen? I mean, this is, in and of itself, I see this more as a job killer, a country killer, you know, a killer of people's dreams here, Kevin, that you have to, you know, after all that you've done to put a company together, to hire the right people, all of a sudden you get government officials who know nothing about your business, know nothing about personnel, and all they're doing is not even looking at the character of people or qualifications. They're just looking at the color of the skin, and if they see, hey, there's not enough, there's not enough color here in this boardroom, well, then the edict comes down, and if you don't comply, you're going to be faced with mounting fines that are endless, and they're going to take you out.
Exactly. I think, the primary message here is that we as American citizens need to be aware that there's potentially a two-pronged assault that can come from this. There can be the government assault that you're speaking of, that, we can have, a Politburo in our government that is, DEI conscience, right? They're going to be looking at the makeup of boardrooms, the makeup of your management structures, and they're going to just strictly be looking at, the ethnicities, the races that are involved in your corporate structure. And then there's at the more tactical level within the organizations themselves. Do they actually have a DEI officer? Mm-hmm. Actually, a lot of, so many churches have actually fallen for this, believe it or not.
Right.
And churches are actually now, because of the fallout of George Floyd a year or so ago, churches are now being asked, do you have a diversity? Even small churches.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. They're, part of their diversity strategy going forward, we need a diversity officer. And I'm thinking, mm-hmm. What in the world?
And these are just bureaucrats lying around that have nothing better to do, and now we're going to go out there and find them, which obviously is going to be a union job, right?
Right. Could you imagine a small church, a couple hundred people, they got to go out and now hire a diversity officer of, $85,000 to $120,000 a year, Bill? This is just outrageous what we're doing to ourselves. And again, principally a DEI officer, all of the ones that I've heard of, that I've met, that I've spoken to, at least summarily, are ideologically far left. These are progressive people who do not at all adhere to the principles of true diversity, true equity, and true inclusion, which would include life beginning at conception, which of course would stand up for blacks not being exterminated in the womb, so they can have an opportunity to participating in true diversity, true equity, and true inclusion. Mm-hmm. And so if you stand for DEI, you must, by default, stand for blacks not being exterminated.
Yeah, exactly.
Yet, all of them I've met and heard from or heard of fully stand for blacks being exterminated.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
That's why we say not so diverse, not so equitable, not so inclusive.
Exactly.
Exactly. This is a big fraud being perpetuated and compelled upon businesses and are going to impact our lives. I mean, Kevin, we're already living in an upside-down world, and this thing, DEI, is going to be empowered in such a way that this thing is going to move hard and fast. This is like a Gestapo coming upon a zip code near you.
Yes, yes, yes. Again, our main thing, I think, here today, Bill, is that everyone's eyes are wide open. So we begin to see the turning of the tide here. We begin to see that what's happening around us, so we can be empowered and that we would know the right questions to ask. If we ever encounter people like this, or we encounter our boardrooms, or we're given the opportunity to have a conversation with our CEO, that we actually put, you know, wise, prudent, principled questions on the table about DEI and the DEI officers that are under consideration, that we ask, you know, thoughtful questions. Hey, how does this person feel about this?
Yeah, exactly. Well, and as you say, the church is being smitten by this as well as CRT. And I've seen this happen here in Florida. And, you know, some of these pastors and even priests are supporting, you know, critical race theory and go, do you even know what it's all about? I mean, and of course, this started early on with, you know, Black Lives Matter. And you and I talked about this and the origination of BLM, where it came from, what their worldview was. And it's like, You can't talk about it, you know, because this involves, you know, skin color. And as soon as there's skin color involved, then, you know, God forbid that you ask a critical question and really understand, you know, what's going on. And just like you said, and you and I have discussed this before, if every Black Lives Matter, what about all the black babies that have been, you know, 40% of abortions have been, you know, perpetrated upon, you know, black babies. I mean, how do you account for that? And you want to tell me that every Black Lives Matter, that's it doesn't square up.
Doesn't square up at all. And the other thing is that critical race theory and theorists are, they have a fundamental problem, especially those that are in the you know, people of faith. And I wrote about this about a week or so ago. The fundamental problem is this, is that CRT is completely relying upon the principle of unforgiveness. And when you're a person of faith, that is a an eternal problem.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I mean, all things being equal, we have a tough enough time forgiving ourselves,
right,
you know, for our sins. And now all of a sudden you're going to be involved with a group that doesn't believe in forgiveness. I guess that's the way to just set it aside, is just not deal with it, right?
Oh, man, it's so, but it's really, really fundamentally, if you have a problem with your soul at this rate, I mean, Mark 11, 25 and 26 says, but if you will not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. So, you know, for people of faith out there who are smitten with CRT, you think that it has some, you know, something admirable about it, you want to hold on to it for whatever reason, think about your soul. Because if you will not forgive, and you can't say that CRT actually has element of forgiveness in it, because it does not. I mean, if you're
where's the redemption?
There is no redemption.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that should be the test of any person of faith, is that with any idea, what is the redeeming value? Because the redeeming value will tell you how much of God is in that, really.
That's
right.
That's right. And if you're going to say that you're going to hold aught against all whites for all transgressions from the 1800s all the way through today, tomorrow, and forever, then obviously there's nothing redemptive that you actually have in here. I mean, there's no forgiveness, there's no redemption, there's nothing. So that means that you will not forgive, right? And so if you will not forgive, then guess what? God will not forgive you, and you are in serious trouble. So my encouragement for those, and it may not, some of your listeners may not even have an issue with CRT. Maybe they are not even aware that unforgiveness is an eternal, you know, death sentence, if you will. So they may have issues with their ex, they may have issues with their bosses, they may not even know that this is an issue. Please learn to forgive. That's
Amen.
Message of the day.
That is the healing element that a nation needs to respond to. I mean, God has given us the clear prescription, and we have a choice. We can do it man's way or do it God's way. And I know in my experience, and yours as well, Kevin, when we do it God's way, it always works out better, interestingly, right, for all concerned.
Absolutely.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin, how can people be in touch and be on top of what you guys are doing?
Please come visit us every everyblm.com, everyblm.com. We have plenty of resources out there. We have COVID resources out there. We have CRT resources out there. We'd love to hear from you. Become a partner. Help us. Stand side by side with us. Pray for us. Pray with us.
Amen.
We'd love to hear from you. God bless you.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-NUMBER-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A President Obama federal judge on Tuesday denied former President Trump's claim of executive privilege into the January 6th investigation and will release Trump-era White House documents. Engineer Kim Gwang-ho provided evidence that Hyundai and sister company Kia were hiding a design flaw that caused their engines to seize and catch fire. For the first time ever, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has awarded a whistleblower. Kim will get over $24 million in cash. The United States Space Force has detected a mysterious object orbiting in parallel with China's new Shijian-21 spacecraft. Space Force's 18th Space Squadron says it's an Apogee kick motor. An Apogee kick motor is typically used to lift payloads into operational orbits and should have been disposed of in the graveyard orbit. Graveyard orbits are where space junk resides after they've outlived their usefulness. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. James Stewart joins us now. He's a businessman, a business owner in the state of Michigan, husband, father, freedom activist, and here to talk about a movement that began on September the 7th, 2021. James, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate you letting me come on.
Well, no, this is really important because, to the credit of the community and these students, this is really a civics lesson of what our Constitution meant when it said, we the people, we need an activated citizenry. And you have to know what your constitutional rights are. I mean, this is why, so many schools across the country, James, if the truth be known, they're avoiding teaching us and teaching our kids the Constitution, and there's a reason for that. They're trying to disempower the citizenry and kind of keep them blind to their to their rights as citizens of this great country. And there's a grave cost behind with this. But whether it's the mama bears in Virginia and the papa bears with them and others that are going to school boards and taking on these totalitarian bureaucrats You know, these young kids are quite the example of demonstrating, you know, what freedom looks like and what you have to do to defend it, right?
Correct.
So tell our audience what happened on September the 7th.
Well, first of all, September the 7th is, that would mark a week after the school had already started in Michigan, in Manchester, Michigan, in Washtenaw County. The first week of their school, they were not required to be masked. It was choice. If you wanted to wear a mask and felt comfortable, go ahead. If you didn't want to, you didn't have to. Well, prior to school even starting, we had noticed a trend weeks before that as schools were starting to open up across the U.S., they would tell everybody, bring your kids back to school. There's not going to be mask mandates. And as soon as kids got into school, usually within the day or two, they would flip the switch and mask mandate, forcing them to be masked up. So we preempted this and spoke with the school board at the board meeting and said, listen, we're not going to go through this again, because what are you going to do if our children enter the school unmasked? And the school board members responded, we're going to follow the law. And my response to them was, that's great, because there is no law. Well, right. Now you fast forward to September 7th, that first week of no masking. Then all of a sudden, Washtenaw County decided to flip the script and say, now you got to be masked up for no reason. They had some convoluted reason, but our kids unilaterally came to us and said no to the parents. Mm-hmm. My children did, and many other parents, and we kind of got together and said, okay, let's let them protest. It's the right thing to do. They protested 3 days before the mandate was enforced, and then on September 7th at 8:30, they stood outside the school, and they said, let us in. And then you can see me, if you notice that video that went viral across the nation, I was the father saying, what are you going to do, officer, if these kids go in unmasked? And he said, I can't mask these kids up. You know, I'm just here to keep the peace. I said, guys, go in, but be kind and be respectful. And that did not follow the narrative of the socialist communist regime that's trying to take over, because their question is, how is this kind or respectful if your kids are going in unmasked? And it went, it just went viral. Our kids have been abused every way, shape, and form, verbally, mentally. They are segregated. They are called the anti-maskers. They are literally left alone in the classrooms, put in separate parts of the building. And it's just been an uphill climb. So that's what happened September 7th, and we are still fighting to this day.
And the kids are still dealing with this kind of abuse and bullying in their classrooms, you're saying?
Correct. Every single day, yes.
And by the teachers as well as the kids?
Yes, the teachers are the largest proponent of enforcing this. What we've uncovered is that the health department in Washtenaw County is only acting under a theory of law. We also have uncovered through the help of Ryan Kelly, who's running for governor here, that our health department official, the top official for Washtenaw County, has never sworn an oath to the Constitution.
Oh, wow.
And this is public office.
Oh, how can that be?
Dana Nessel seems to have facilitated that. We're digging into it more, but you can guarantee that we're going to be going after this.
Now, this movement that has organically developed out of this, you know, this occurrence, this event, and the viral video is known as Freedom Over Fear. Tell our audience about this.
So the kids and the parents, we get together at least once a week just to talk about how do we mitigate against the damage and the frustrations of going through our school day. And they came up with this idea that we wanted to host an event, that we wanted our freedoms over the fear, that we choose freedom every time, that we're not going to, yes, we've all been victimized by COVID-19, but we're not choosing to be victims anymore, meaning that we want the choice. This is not, the kids and the parents of our community do not want people to think that this is an anti-mask, anti-vaccine rally or event. This is, the kids want their choice. And then we started linking up with other people, like college students from, like, Michigan Students Take Charge, Turning Point USA-backed group.
Wow.
These kids are being forced to be vaccinated. our children said, let's host an event, and they have just ran with it. We've put this together in about 4 weeks.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's great. So the kids, again, in a practical application of our Constitution, are realizing that freedom is powerful. How many kids are we talking about here that are involved, that go to school every day and that you meet with on a weekly basis, James?
So the day of, we had the kids had a huge poster board, and they had every kid sign it that wanted the freedom, the choice to wear a mask, not to be forced. And that signature had over 250 signatures on that board.
Oh, wow.
Just at the junior, senior high school as they protest. Now, we have on average anywhere from 50 to 60 people meeting every week. Sometimes it's lower numbers, but we've been meeting for about 12 weeks now. But, you know, daily these kids are, they're still masked up. They're still being forced to wear these. We have suspensions, detentions. They are, again, these kids that are fighting back are segregated. They're called names. We have a lawsuit going against the school, but I can't really get into that too much. But the amount of kids ranges. I mean, we have about 30 to 40 of them that are actively fighting back as hard as they can with whatever means they can, trying to stay in this what we call government school, because it's no longer public school. It's just fully government funded, and we're trying to win it back. But, yeah, that's about where we're at. So we're hoping that the 250 kids that signed it and the other ones that are hiding because they're terrified to speak up, that they get the legs to stand on and that they show up to this event as well with our students.
Exactly. Well, down the road, I would see that they're going to appreciate the stand that they have taken, just like, you know, the early American citizens who maybe were not all in when America, when this idea of a free America came about. They had mixed loyalties or misunderstood loyalties, but ultimately they were able to see the value of a free America and a thriving idea. And, you know, it's like this process has to, you know, continue to play itself out because, you know, even though you have a constitution, you've got things, you've got documents for freedom that have been long established. But clearly there is a movement, and like you pointed out, I mean, when you've got government officials that haven't even taken an oath of office, an allegiance to the Constitution, and they're supposedly serving, I say they're misserving. Because if you're not doing it based on the Constitution, what are you doing it? You know, what are you doing it for? You know, and why are you not? I mean, are you working on some other hidden agenda that you don't want us to know about? I mean, this all seems very suspicious, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and then not only that, as I've been, you know, telling our audience time and again, James, I mean, you can, you know, be a conspiratorist and have your suspicions, but, you know, nothing says that you have to check in your brains and not see the obvious. And this is what we're doing. We're seeing the obvious now, you know, across this country, whether it is with our president and our elected officials and the bureaucracy and this, you know, this totalitarian government that's been thrust upon we the people. And we've got to see it for what it is. We got to go to break. We've got more from James after this.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921. Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Marines, it's our 246th birthday. James Stewart, I hope you'll humor me for just a moment. Being a former Marine, I got to do a shout out to all our fellow Marines out there. And of course, happy Veterans Day tomorrow. Today is a wonderful day. Enjoy some cake. It's all, you know, zero calorie. It's not going to clog up the arteries. So just have a little piece, okay? And enjoy your birthday and make the most. And thank you for, you know, the fighting spirit and the example that the Corps has always presented, you know, to the American people, the defenders of faith. And we're encouraged by James' story. And, you know, because this is at the heart, James, I got to tell you, you know, what the kids have come up with freedom over fear. I mean, this is, you know, it is, I guess, part and parcel and consistent with the beliefs of Marines. I mean, we can get behind, and we've always been behind something like this, that freedom over fear, that, you know, freedom is what it's all about. This is what, you know, motivates us to be, you know, on call and the first to be, you know, there to help people who are being oppressed. So, you know, again, congratulations and for leading the kids and being an example, and for the other parents, because you've got other parents involved as well, right?
Correct. We have a large group and a large support group of what's happening. And first of all, Bill, also thank you for your service. That means so much to me. And I just, you know, even just hearing you say that, we were on the Pete Santilli show last night, and we thanked them a day in advance. Service, just the Marines, the servicemen, the things that are being forced upon our nation, our servicemen, our first responders. It's just awful that, you know, and there's a lot of confusion with what's going on right now. And I think you said something just now that just is earth moving for an American, is that our soldiers have to choose if they're going to be afraid or if they're going to choose freedom almost every single day. Every day of their careers, even now, in uncertainty, they choose freedom.
Yes.
And that doesn't matter what side of the political line they're on. They have volunteered their lives. And so many before us have died for this very reason, that we as citizens can choose freedom over fear, each and every one of us. And I just wanted to thank you for being a Marine, and thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate it. It's very kind of you to say. James, you know, the truth of the matter is that fear is real. And it's just that people are willing, you know, to subordinate that fear for the sake of freedom. And that's been the legacy of this great country of ours. I mean, from our founding fathers, the pilgrims who first came here, not knowing what to expect other than that they prayed to God and asked for, you know, a place where they'd have the freedom to worship God. And God blessed them. And I know, and even in that first year, I mean, here we are, we're a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving. And you think about that first Thanksgiving, you know, what it meant for them. I mean, half of their population had died in that first year, and they came together in that first Thanksgiving to thank God, you know, for this opportunity, even though they lost half of their population that came over, you know, to America there at Plymouth. And, you know, so it's an incredible story, but that's all part and parcel of our heritage. And you fast forward, you know, 100 plus more years, and now you've got our second founding fathers, the second wave of founding fathers with, you know, Washington and Benjamin Franklin and the rest of them coming together to formulate this new incredible idea. And at the very foundation of it, it was about freedom, freedom that was God given, not man made, not man given. That's clear, because we know if it was up to men, as we're finding out right now, you know, they'll give and they'll take away, but God doesn't. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so these freedoms that are enumerated in our Constitution are from God himself. And, you know, that gives us a higher standing. And so it really, in a sense, is, you know, when you look at it, some people have said, wow, it's almost miraculous. Well, yeah, I think it is, you know, because, you know, the natural instinct of danger for most human beings is to run in the opposite direction. But like these kids that you led and are leading here, they decided not to go the way of the crowd, but to stand on something that has, you know, sustaining value and eternal value, and that's freedom. And I mean, to me, that is such an encouragement and a story that people should hear more about and should follow their example. It's quite courageous.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, it's you bring up a good point with what we're dealing with, too. And as a group, you know, is everybody in our community Christians? I don't know. I know that I am. But one thing I do know, that this has given us an opportunity to reflect upon unalienable, inalienable rights, you know, life, liberty, property. Also, for the people that don't believe in God, and this is what we're finding out, is that there's just basic human rights. As being a human, these truths are held to be self-evident. We don't even need to recognize them in their truth. I think the big thing that we're up against right now is that it seems to be the politicization of what's happening. It's so political right now. We need to get back to the center of what's actually happening and look at it as an American,
yes,
as our country first, because we live in the greatest land this planet has ever seen, where our forefathers, regardless of their religious background, some of them were atheists, they all held in our Declaration of Independence that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men were created equal. If we can get back to that and just say basic human rights are body autonomy, I think that if we can start to once again become Americans and value where we live and that ideology, I believe people will find God. I believe people will find peace. I believe our country will be healed. And that's where I'm seeing that this is what's being torn apart right now, is the fact that we cannot find common ground with being human. And, you know, that's what my prayer is that, that these kids standing up, that they're protected, but it also sheds a light into this darkness, this socialism, communism that's coming after our children, after every citizen, that where does benevolence come from? Does it come from government or does it come from God?
Yeah.
A higher place. And I believe that these kids single-handedly have started a fire in our community, and they are screaming it without saying it, that good things come from God when you step out in faith and in freedom.
Exactly. Well, James, they're very well said and to the point here. And, you know, I tell my kids, experience defines preference. And these kids are learning something along the way. They're learning something about God. They're learning something about God's laws that are immutable. I mean, they're in place. I mean, it's like the law of gravity. You know, go ahead and defy it. You know, go ahead and do it. And, you know, I'll be there to pick you up, and it's going to hurt for a while, depending on how far you fall. But, you know, these are some of the obvious things. Like you say, they're self-evident. But people want to argue it, and because they've gotten so ideologically fixed, but they need to realize that, as we all need to do, is not get caught up in the human argument, you know, that is empty and fruitless. There's no redemptive value in it, but that's okay. We can rest on and sit strong and stand strong on our beliefs, on what we know about God. And that is an immovable, powerful force. And, you know, and that's what we can count on, because at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, these kids are such a testimony that you're going to have other kids that are going to go, wait a minute, why are you different? You know, what is it that you have that I don't have? And, you know, and I wait for that day. I expect that day to come when the kids are saying, well, you know, I've got Jesus. You know, and that's what it's all about. And they don't have to say any more other than I got Jesus. Because there's something about that name, you know, there is just something about that name. And for people that are so anti-Jesus and so anti-God, it threatens them and they will run from it. But for those that have a heart and are ready to accept a God who has paid the price for them and redeems them and helps them realize these dreams that they have in the middle of the night that wake them up and say, you know, this is what you should be doing. He's the God with the answers for them, and may they find that and find and after it's all said and done, that they may find peace. And peace happens in freedom. It doesn't happen in fear. And this goes hand in hand, is that we have to, you know, in order to receive God's peace and understand and really live in that, to where we're not, you know, we're not fighting one another, that we're here on the same team. I mean, we all want the same thing for America and the same thing for Americans, really, at the end of the day, when they, you know, set aside the anger and the bitterness and, you know, whatever it is that's blocking the way for just a moment. You know, what is it at the end of the day, you know, most reasonable people want? Now, there are some people that are pretty ornery and they're just fools. And, you know, we have to deal with them. And may we be as cunning as they are in how we deal with them, as the Bible says. But meanwhile, I mean, we've got a lot going for us, don't we, James?
Absolutely.
When you think about it.
Absolutely.
Well, how can people be in touch and participate and be encouraged by what you're doing? And maybe in their own communities, they would promote something like these kids have promoted there in yours.
Okay, get in touch with us. We're a grassroots. We just started. They can go to Freedom Over Fear, Manchester, Michigan. Just Google or look that up in the search on Facebook. You will find our page because we just started.
Supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of...